Hello, my name is Tzipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 87. Our Perek today speaks in praise of Yerushalayim and the essential quality of the Jewish people as children of that place. Livnei Korach Mizmor Shir Yisudaso Baharare Kodesh. We would imagine that this song belongs to the Bnei Korach just as it does in the previous prakim. It begins with the words Livnei Korach, but interestingly, the Radak states that this perek was composed by David HaMelech, who gave it to the Bnei Korach to sing. Yisudaso Baharare Kodesh, it was founded upon the holy mountains. It's about, as we said, Yerushalayim. Ohev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion Mikol Mishkenos Yaakov. Hashem loves the gates of Tzion. And we know that all of the land of Israel is holy, but still, Hashem prefers the gates of Yerushalayim above all, above the Mishkenos Yaakov, the dwellings of Yaakov. And we know that Hashem loves the dwellings of Yaakov, as it states, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, Mishkenosecha Yisrael. These are very beloved. How wonderful are the tents of Yaakov and these dwellings. But still in all, Hashem preferences the gates of Yerushalayim. And it is telling that the gates are described here. We know that we find the elders, the sages of the city, at the gates. So the implication is that Hashem loves the Chachamim, the wise men of Yerushalayim. In the times of the early Tanaim, people would bring their young sons to Yerushalayim. It was the epicenter of Torah. Ki mitzion teitze Torah. Torah flowed from it. And the word of Hashem from this very spot. So anyone who sought to align his life with the wisdom of Torah, with the word of Hashem, would find themselves there. Ma'aser sheni, one of the tithes that we are commanded to give from our wheat crops, is interestingly not earmarked for a Kohen or a Levi or a poor person. Rather, it is intended for the owner themselves, with the command that it be eaten in Yerushalayim. And once in around 2 years, a person would make this pilgrimage to do so. The purpose of this was that the Torah wanted a person to maintain a steady contact with this holy place because the sacred quality of Yerushalayim would have an impact upon them. Tosfos explains that Yehoshua ben Gamla was in Yerushalayim and he was so impressed with the aura of the place that he decided to educate all Jewish children to this legacy of Torah and Yirat Shamayim, fear of Hashem. So what we learn is the entire educational system that we have today is therefore a product of the spiritual influence that Yerushalayim had on one person. Nechpados medu barbach ir ha'elokim sela. Glorious things are said about you, the city of Hashem, forever. We'll take a moment to explain what these nechpados, what these respectful speeches of glory are. In the previous prakim, we talked about, in Perek 84, the Aaron's blessed 3 month stay at the house of Oved Edom Hagitis. In fact, the title of that perek was Lamnatseach al Hagitis. And if we remember, the story continues that after the Aaron stayed by Oved Edom, David HaMelech once again made a celebratory procession in front of the Aaron. And the pasuk there in Shmuel describes David's actions then as Mecharker Bechol Oz Lefnei Hashem, that David danced with all of his might before of Hashem. But Michal, his wife, the daughter of Shaul, chastised David for that behavior and said, Ma nechbad hayom melech Yisrael, what is today? Did the king of Israel do himself an honor today that he behaved in this way in front of all the maids and the maidservants? And David explained that he was not respecting his own honor. In fact, he was downplaying his kingly position. He explained that his honor is in that he respects Hashem and sublimates himself to that reality. As it says in our pasuk, Nechpados medubar bach. We don't focus on ourselves when we focus on Yerushalayim. We speak of her, her glory, her beauty, her spiritual potency. In fact, this concept of glory and of kavod, of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael particularly, was referenced in the two previous prakim. It says in Perek 85, Ach karov lireav yishol lishkon kavod ba'artzenu. The true salvation for those who fear him is that the glory of Hashem will be in his land. And then in the next Perek 86, that all of the nations that Hashem made will come and bow down before him in honor and in glory. כל רעים אשר עשיסה יבואו וישתחוו לפניך השם ויכבדו לשמך. And here, this pasuk explains that it's happening now. The glory of Hashem finally ensconced in the land, and the following pasukim speaking of the nations coming to do him honor. As kir rahav ubavel liyodai, hine feleshes vitzar im kush zeyulad sham. I will refer to Rahav, which is Egypt, and Bavel, and the Pelishtim, and Sur and Kush. All of those born in these countries will come back to Yerushalayim and will praise Hashem there. Rashi explains the pasuk slightly differently, saying that all those born in countries Egypt, Bavel, Pelishtim, and Sur and Kush feel very proud to belong to their nations. But in the future, this national pride will dissolve from every other nation, and only Tzion and those born there will have that prestige. And to Tzion it will be said, Ulitzion ye'amar, ish ve'ish yulad ba, v'hu yichoneneha elyon. Man after man was born in her, and he, Hashem, will establish it on high above all the other nations. Chazal explain, ish ish yulad ba, ish ve'ish, echad hanolad ba, ve'echad hamitzapeh lerosa. There are those that are physically born there, and there are those that yearn to see it. We know that the land has an impact on the people that live in it. In order to be French, you have to live in France. You have to truly be immersed in the culture, and then you can call yourself French. To really consider yourself Italian, you have to be a part of that nation. But, lahavdil, to belong to Yerushalayim, you must feel the deep desire to belong. And that alone, that yearning, is enough to make you a Bas Yerushalayim. Hashem yispar b'chasov amim, ze yulad sham selah. When Hashem counts in the scripts of the people forever, in the future, again, la'asid lavo, Hashem writes all the nations down and he banishes them to eternal shame, but he will count every Jew that lived in every nation and extract them. We save them and redeem them as children of Yerushalayim. The Klosenberger Rebbe survived the Holocaust. He lost everything, but he fostered a new generation within the destruction and its aftermath. He recalled this very pasuk and said, "Go to a Rav, an important rabbi, and ask him to write a list of Jews. He'll include the tzaddikim, the pious ones who devote their lives to prayer. He'll write down those who busy themselves with Torah and with charity and in good deeds, those that exemplify our people." Then, he continued, "Go to Hitler and ask him to write a list of Jews. And everyone, those who never entered a shul, those who distanced themselves from all that is holy, those whose only claim to connection to Judaism was one Jewish grandmother, all of those were Jewish to him, all slated for annihilation." When it comes the time for our redemption in the future, Hashem will consider whose list? Hashem yispar b'chsov amim. It's the list of that Russia, that all-encompassing list that will mark those that will be saved and redeemed. Levilti idach mimenu nidach. When it comes time for the ge'ula, for our ultimate redemption, no Jew will be left behind. V'sharim kecholulim kol ma'ayanai bach. And all of the poets and singers will go out in circles and to one another, they will sing to you for all you have done for us. And all that is in me is directed toward you, Hashem, hoping, dreaming, and awaiting redemption with all that I am. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.